Net neutrality, broadband policy, privacy. The midterms could be major for tech. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. All right, I managed to avoid it for two whole days, but the midterm elections actually could have a big impact on the tech industry because the backlash against big tech is one of the only issues out there that is actually bipartisan. And on top of that, a couple newly elected legislators have specifically made tech part of their agenda, be it net neutrality, privacy regulations, or even whether platforms are suppressing political voices. So let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Issy Lepowski is a senior writer for Wired covering politics and national affairs. She says both sides of the aisle have been considering ways to regulate big tech in recent years.
The problem is anytime you have a split Congress, when you have Democrats running the House and Republicans running the Senate and a Republican in the White House, you're going to have a hard time getting anything done. So just imagine the amount of gridlock we're about to head into, and then you see, are Democrats really going to want to hand Donald Trump a major piece of legislation to rein in the tech industry when in so many ways they're trying to act as a check on his administration?
Who are some of the incoming legislators that could at least try to have a hand in shaping tech policy?
Well, there's one incoming legislator who will be familiar to the tech industry because she was formerly a member of the House, Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. She is sort of infamous for her ties to the telecom industry, which has often put her at odds with the tech industry on issues like network neutrality and privacy. We also have Josh Hawley, who unseated Claire McCaskill. He was the attorney general in Missouri, and he, as attorney general, launched investigations into Google, Facebook, Uber, Equifax, and a lot of it had to do with data privacy issues. A lot of it had to do with antitrust issues. I think you could expect him to continue to bring those issues to Congress. And then the big race everybody was watching was the Ted Cruz Beto O'Rourke race. Beto O'Rourke was heavily backed by members of the tech industry. Ted Cruz has sort of been a needle in the side of the tech industry. So I think you do see this growing coalition of anti-tech voices on the right.
You know, it's interesting because Congress, in particular the Senate, hasn't always been the most well-informed bunch when it comes to tech. And I wonder, with all of these kind of young up-and-coming candidates, you know, getting elected to the House, do you think that there's a possibility that the conversations about technology could get more sophisticated?
That's a really interesting question. So on the first hand, I'll say that I think members of the Senate are learning, but I think there's something to that. I think there's something to having people in the Senate who really understand at a fundamental level technology. I've even heard from people, you know, as critical as they are of Marsha Blackburn and as fearful as they are of her being in the Senate, you know, at least she is somebody who understands these issues. And so maybe that's a starting point.
Issy Lepowski is a senior writer for Wired covering politics and national affairs. She also said we shouldn't get our hopes up for net neutrality legislation coming out of Congress anytime soon, but a federal privacy law has an outside chance. And now for some related links. After 20,000 employees walked out of Google last week to protest how the company has handled sexual misconduct claims, yesterday, Google agreed to some of the demands those employees are making. The big one, it's ending forced arbitration. So when people report sexual harassment, the company won't insist that such claims be handled internally. And more importantly, it can't prevent victims from taking their claims to court. All right, back to the midterms for a minute. I already tweeted about this, but I think it's worth repeating. Even if Congress doesn't get a lot techier after the midterms, it is definitely getting science-y-er. Courts, that's a thing. Courts had a nice write-up on all the scientists who are coming into Congress who just can't help but make it smarter. And actually, Politico's morning tech newsletter yesterday had a super useful rundown on key staffers who will probably be handling changes to telecom and tech policy, assuming anything makes it through our divided Congress. And remember last week when we talked to Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff about Prop C in San Francisco, the tax on big businesses that will raise money to help the homeless? Well, it passed. And The Ringer has a really good write-up on how it's really a referendum on big tech. Basically, San Francisco just can't wait to stick it to this industry. And there you go. Your weekend tech reading is now complete. Find all those links at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood, and thanks for listening. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.